One of my favorite writers is a woman named Annie Dillard, and she has a book called The Writing Life, and in it, she just tells a lot of different stories and sort of metaphors. She tells a story in that book of a young photographer who went every year to his mentor, to his teacher, with a stack of the young man's photographs, and he had the mentor sort them into good and bad. And so he could learn about what was an effective image and what wasn't. Every year he brought this particular landscape photograph to his mentor, and every single year the mentor put it in the bad pile. And so his teacher said, "I keep telling you that this is not a good photograph. Why do you keep bringing it to me?" And the young photographer says, "Because I had to climb a mountain to get it." We remember and treasure and try repeatedly to get other people to appreciate any gift that we had to climb a mountain to get. If it took some effort to acquire something, we want people not only to appreciate the effort, but the gift that we carry as a result of that effort. In the Old Testament reading today, Abraham climbed a mountain with Isaac, and he considered Isaac his most precious gift. So what gift did he receive for climbing that mountain? I don't know about you, but this particular reading causes me great angst about the capriciousness of God. If I had been in charge when they put the canon of scripture together, I would have said, "Let's leave this one out." This makes me nervous about God and about God asking for things that that just seem impossible. I don't know about you, but it makes me wince every time I hear it. I wonder, why would God give this wonderful gift of a son to Abraham and then ask him for it back? What kind of God is this who would do such a thing? And what kind of worshipers are we that we continue to tell this story in our liturgies and in our scripture? And here we have Abraham submitting to this command from God, submitting to it without even a protest. There is a place in Genesis 18, this is in 22, but in 18, Abraham intercedes for God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. "Please don't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah." And God says, "Sacrifice your son." And Abraham says, "Okay. I have trouble with that." But in Genesis 18, there is a question that perhaps gives us a clue to why Abraham agreed to do this horrible thing. In Genesis 18, he says, "Will not the judge of all earth do right?" God had done right many times before with Abraham. We have this story, and it's the story of an altar. And this setting and the progression of the action is a religious ritual sacrifice. But as it turns out, God gives back the life that has been offered to him. This, in the story of Abraham and Isaac, can also be seen as the story of Jesus' resurrection and of our own resurrection, of giving up our life so that we can save it. It is our story. If we sacrifice our lives, God gives back to us a life that cannot be taken from us. It is confirmation of his faith in God, his belief finally that he could do whatever God asked him to do, even if it was the sacrifice of his precious son. Now, part of me likes to think that Abraham was very confident in God's grace ultimately. The reading says, he said to his young man, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back." We. Some of the commentaries said don't read too much into that. He might have been sort of preparing the way for this to happen without resistance, to keep them from knowing what was happening. But he had faith in God. I believe that. Was this a test? The scripture text tells us it is, and God knows it is, but Abraham does not know at the time. Otherwise, it isn't much of a test. It is a test not only of Abraham's faith in God, but of God's faith in Abraham. What Abraham would do in response to this request might determine how God would proceed in bringing about a new world, a new kingdom, and a new way of human life. We face this kind of test all the time. In a very minor sense, in a much less dramatic sense, when we choose to love another person without thought of reward, we give up something of our life, and we help the kingdom of God come to pass through human nature. This test confirms that Abraham believed God would have his best interests at heart. And Abraham responded to that belief by placing his most precious gift from God on that altar. The picture that Abraham brought back from that mountain was a faith that the judge of all the earth would do right. He brought back a picture of confidence. Only from such a mountain could Abraham see, and can we see, that God's purposes do come to pass, and they come to pass through human nature. We have that same confirmation, I hope, when we love a stranger in Jesus' name, that God's purposes can come to pass, and they can come to pass through us. So, why do we make so much of the word faith? This sense of trusting God above all. Why do we so often speak aloud the words of the Nicene Creed? And why does the New Testament make such a big deal out of the way Abraham's faith was reckoned to him as righteousness? All of that has to do not with the intellect and assent to intellectual propositions, but about trust. Faith is trust. This story teaches us that we are capable of things we never imagined we could do. It teaches us that whatever God asks of us, God always holds our best interests at heart. It confirms our hope that God is not capricious at all. The judge of all earth does right. And that trust in God that we read about with Abraham today is the foundation of our faith tradition. We honor this story because the new kingdom of God is built upon this foundation. We have to make much of this gift of faith, to treasure this view of the landscape, this picture of trusting God above all. And now I begin to understand why we keep this frightening story in our book. Because it confirms that humans can find the strength to put whatever is most precious to us on the altar. It reminds us that God's purposes can come to pass through us. And so, we have this story in our book. And we carry this picture of faith. We carry it back day after day, week after week, year after year after year. We love that picture. We had to climb the mountain.